How you feel? Camp start is finally here.
Finally here, man. A lot of anticipation on coming here, getting things started. I know a lot of us want to see how we can really mesh with the pads on, continue to build that team camaraderie, you know, that's necessary for the season. So a lot of players are excited. I'm excited to be here and continue the process.
Most of the players we talked to said that this year expectations are different. Every year you have high expectations, but this year there's a different connotation about it. Can you verbally describe that?
Yeah, I feel like we've added a lot of valuable pieces to the puzzle, a lot of pieces that we felt as a team were necessary for us to take it to the next level. So within that, you have the full puzzle, and with that needs to be completed, expectations are always going to be high. So it's our job to keep focused, stay sound. You know, words are words, things are going to be said, but at the end of the day, we still have to perform on the field on Sundays. So that's the main goal as of right now.
So this puzzle that's on the table is just a matter of figuring out which pieces fit.
Definitely. You know, because a lot of times you can have a lot of the pieces but don't know where to put them at.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's going to be finalizing. Everything needs to go together, where players need to fit, how they can fit with each other, how they respond on the field in pressure under certain situations. I think the coaching staff does an excellent job with always putting us in a tougher situation so that game times it's a lot easier for us to adjust to it.
Have you found where you fit into that puzzle yet, or, I mean, where is that?
I'm still playing a lot of the positions, which is good. I think the more experience that I get at it, will continue to adjust my capabilities of being able to interact and execute the position that I'm playing. I think with our scheme, we've done a lot of good things. And so for my transition is being the best athlete that I could be, like I've said before. And that's continuing to sharpen my skills throughout the offseason. That's what I've continued to manage to do, with sharpening my skills at whatever position that I'm playing, knowing that they all tie into one position at a main goal.
It being year two of this new scheme, is there a sense you can actually do more this year? Is there more things you actually do on the field?
You know? I think there is. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to be able to be in that process as far as defensively. And I say that because Coach Del Rio, Coach Norton, those are two masterminds, and they put a lot of good combinations together to make and utilize the best players on the field. So that's what they're trying to do. Every time when there's a situation, is putting the best players on the field possible for us to continue to put together a winning formula.
Unfair question, but what kind of defense will we see this year? Swarming, hitting, speed, smart. Can you describe what kind of defense you guys expect to see this year?
I think you just explained it yourself. You know, there's no less expectation than that. A lot of us continue to watch the old Raiders and how physical they were and how tenacious they played and fearless, the energy that they brought to the crowd, the fans, the expectation that they always fulfilled within the fans. So that's going into the season, that's going to be the main goal, is making sure that we're playing sound football and smart football as well, because you can have all of those things but not be playing as smart as you need to play to be successful for the game.
How's it been for you having, you know, Emerson came in last in the middle, probably part of last year, and Sean Smith's here. How's it changed for you having those two guys on the team?
I think it's been great. You know, both guys have brought their expertise from different positions and different places. And I think the main goal is for all of us to come together and balance and learn off of each other. I think we all have different capabilities and skills, and that's what you need in every game, is a player that can do something versus a different scheme. So when you put them all together, the execution is really what's going to mean the most. And I've learned a lot from those guys, and I'm pretty sure they've learned a lot from myself and all the other players that we have on the defensive end. And I think them coming in has been nothing but excellent for our team.
But at this level, I mean, address it however you want, but all the practices, all the reps, all the schemes, when you play the games, it still comes down to like those 2-3 plays that just kind of dictate how the game comes out. It's just a matter of, I guess, figuring who's going to be in there to make those plays, right?
I think every game is going to come down to the last drive or the last couple of minutes. If you've seen majority of these games last year, the talent is so high, you know. Mm-hmm. And so within that, there's always going to be a certain matchup that you're looking for, and there's always going to be a certain scheme that you want to perfect to defeat a certain opponent. So from that, you just gather your best guys and you put those guys on the field in the best way that you can to defeat that opponent.
You mentioned the new players. Is there a sense that things clicked really well in the offseason workouts?
Definitely. I think a lot of things clicked. We got some veteran leadership. You know, I think Reggie has been able to really give us a different perspective. Sean has been able to give us a different perspective. Bruce has definitely been able to carry some of the load and give us a different perspective. And on the offensive side as well. So we've added some very leadership potential players that has a lot of experience in what they do and has described their best way on how to attack the situation and given us the knowledge on how we can progress and go on and continue to attack it. So their experience has done nothing but continue to grow for us as a team as a whole.